Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Most like I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. Yeah. First thing first, I love all my hitters. This rap acting, I involve my hitters. You're looking for some rain, let me call my hitters. He's selling for the high, I need all my niggas. Some smoke, some you drink, drink. Yeah, on the rock, what they don't think. That's a new backup, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my hitter. He tripping off a bubble, no, that ain't my hitter. Taking this shit, that's my hit. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my hit. My first pass through to my head. Hit my first leg pass with my head. My head. The mother hit, cause I'm down for my hits. I ride for my hits. My
I said it, I'ma ride for my. Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters.
My hitters, my hitters. They know I'm down with them, down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my tripping on that. Then when you stay at a water and buy everything we see. Me and my down there getting twisted. Get the trippy, not the gravy out your biscuit. They know I put you the long.
like I'ma die for my. I've been grinding that.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudge Book.
They don't know, yeah, what I've been through.
We got London on the
track. They don't know the hell. They only know what I tell them. They don't know about the brand new cars you bought. They don't know about the brand new house. They don't know about the brand new chick that I just fought with some good head. That's a brand new mouth. They don't know about the brand new cars you bought. They don't know about the brand new house. They don't know about the brand new chick that I just fought with. They don't know about the brand new cars you bought. They don't know about the brand new house. They don't know about the brand new chick that I just fought with some good head. That's a brand new mouth. They don't know about the brand new belt on the Rolex. Now the motherfucker got a brand new gloss. They don't know about the brand new chopper for the same old head. A nigga mad, cause a nigga can't stop. They don't know about the old school work that I keep put up. When I pull it out, they be like, who that? They don't know about the old school days when a nigga had waves. I swear every night I was through that. They don't know about the old school days. Magic City with jam, a nigga want me to see some booty. Got an old school hoe trying to school me. So I'ma hit that quiz from the back, make a screen like.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all.
Most like I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitters, my hitters.
My hitters, my hitters.
My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. Yeah.
First thing first, I love all my hitters. This rap, 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 and I involve my hitters. You're looking for some rain, let me call my hitters. He's selling for the high, I need all my niggas. You smoke, smoke some, you drink, drink. Guys on the block, what the they don't think. That's a new back up, they in a bucket laptop. I got that egg right if you need to wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't mine, yeah. He tripping off a bubble, no.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up?
Welcome to Midwest Grudge Madness. Waiting Big Dro to call in. But for now, what's up, Fitty?
Not much. Just finishing up a dip.
Finishing up a dip?
Mm-hmm.
I just started one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He called in and then he dropped off. So I was just kind of trying to see if he was going to call back in. I'm sure he will catch up with us here in a little bit. He must be having some phone issues. But other than that, what's going on down your way?
Well, just trying to get motivation to get my shit done for the winter.
Motivation?
Mm-hmm. Turbo Kenny just ain't enough, I guess.
Turbo Kenny just ain't enough? Yeah, I guess so. I got a little bit later, I think we're going to have little Joe, little Al Navi's going to call in. Batman's been looking for him. So I sent him. I got a message from Batman on one of the forums that they're looking for Little Al Nabi. So I sent him out a text, and he's gonna try to call in here in a little while. But I'm hoping that
Is that that cat from Cordova that was talking about the hidden nitrous kit the whole time?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Batman, he goes by, you said?
Yeah, he goes by the name of Batman. I don't know who it is. I just got a message on the phone.
I'm pretty sure that's the dude.
Were...
He kept wanting to race Brian.
Oh, that could be, but I don't know. He sent me a message and said that he was listening in a couple weeks ago when Joe was on the show talking like he wanted to call everybody and their brother out. And so I tried. Right. He sent me that message last week, and he tried to he thought he was going to be on again, and he didn't get on. So I shot him a message earlier, told him to call in, and we'll see if he calls in. I also got some, I got a message too a little while ago that, our guys over in Western Iowa, from the Sioux City area, they're making some noise looking to get in on some action this year. So that's not, something that always comes from that way, but I think with, the Grudge Inc. Here comes Joe. Hey, Joe, what's up, buddy? We're missing you.
Nothing. Fine. We couldn't get on.
You couldn't get on? What's that?
Rick just called me. He was trying to get on the internet, and he couldn't get it. And then Kevin texted me, and I called two or three times and could never get through.
I see you popped up on here once, and I went to send you live, but it dropped you. So, but I mean, it looks like it's working good now because there's quite a few callers online.
Yeah.
Okay. So people must be able to get in now. But we got City on the line right now. He's live. He was live with me because I knew you'd be calling in. But we were just talking about how I got a message from some guys out from. Western Iowa, kind of Sioux City area, and they, I don't know if it's all the hype from our race on the 29th or what, but they're got three or four cars down there that are looking to get in on some Grudge action this year, so they're making some noise. We'll see what that brings, but I know these cars are definitely haven't ever been class cars or anything like that, and they told me that they are looking to get involved in the action, so there should be good things coming out of that.
I see Peterbaum looks like he done made some updates on y'all, too.
Well, the only thing he's going to be updating is his tranny after I burned that ass down. I ain't scared of no turbo cars, and so we'll see how that works out for him. I don't give a fuck if you put three on that son of a bitch. It's still going to be a pile of shit, and it's still going to get fucking drugged. So whatever he wants to do, but we'll see what happens with it. So, you want to talk about the banquet and some of that stuff?
Yeah, I don't know who won every class, but I know, I think Willie Dogg, he got the award for Talk Show Host of the Year, and he was inducted into the Georgia Sports Hall of Fame also, or Automotive Hall of Fame, and Tony Bynes won National Grudge Racer of the Year.
Now, is that for his state or is that nationwide? Cause
no,
seen on,
he
online.
Won nation. He won the nationwide one. They also do it for each state or each division. And it was a tight race, I guess, with him, Donnier, and the 901 boys. And
Didn't Donnier get Grudge Car of the Year?
He got Grudge Car of the Year.
Right.
And
what division does that put Donnier in? Because, I mean, I've seen that they had, I think Team SVO got Indiana and Jimbo got Michigan, but wouldn't they be all in the same division? Like, that's what kind of confused me there, because, I mean, that's all right there in the Midwest.
But they're going by state, George. I think Jimbo by the Detroit for the Michigan Grudge Racer of the Year.
Okay. Huh. So what do you think about Boss Bynes winning that award over Donnier?
Well, I guess the panel that they used to do the voting, it went off of your total races you had, your win-loss, and your swag, and your quality of races. And Donnier, he had, I think, 19, maybe 21 races, because he was 19-2 for the year. And all of his races were high-quality races, though. But Tony Bynes had over 50 grudge races.
Is that him himself in one car, or is that all together out of the prime time crew?
Well, the way they do that is Tony counts all of his cars that he drives.
See, I don't know if I agree with that 100%, because, you know, I mean, Tony's getting in cars that might fit in different classes. You know what I'm saying? Is where Donnier owns and operates his car and just his car. So how can a guy, I mean, of course, a guy that has the opportunity to drive four or five different cars is going to race more, because them four or five different cars are all sitting different, and there's action out of every kind with those cars. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're a small block nitrous car, or you're a 29-inch big block car. I mean, how is that really fair? You know what I'm saying? In that case, I think it should almost be like Grudge Crew of the Year, whatever you want to call it.
Well, that was a lot of the talk here at the end of the year. I think going into this year, we had a conference call about a week or two ago, and they're starting a new system to keep track of the races, and it's going to be, I think this year, they're going to count it. Each car will have its own. It'll be like the top 10 29.5W cars, and the top 10 28.5 cars, and just go off the set for that.
Right. Well, hopefully it can get sorted out, because, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I just think that's kind of weird, you know, I mean, because how can I do, you know, just like I said, but so hopefully that new system will help things out. But, hey, we got a caller with his hand up, so I'm going to let him go live. 563-1255, you're live. Who do we got on the line?
Georgie boy, it's Doug.
What's up, Doug?
Dougie.
Going on?
Not shit. We're just on here. We were talking about the award banquet that was last night.
Yeah, I heard you say you're not afraid of turbo cars, so I've got a proposition for you. How about we run on your 29th race, 8.5 tired, 8.5 tire, heads up to the 8th?
Yeah, as long as I'm on that tire, we can do that.
Okay. You want to lock in on that?
I might be trying a 28, though, so I don't know.
Okay, well, we can do that too.
So you're gonna run Grudge this year, or are you gonna run Clash this year?
Just depends.
I mean, you can. We want you to come either way. You know, the clocks are gonna be off, so no matter what, we want you there. But the only problem with that, Doug, is I can't fucking treat you like I'm going to treat anybody else.
Well, how's that?
Well, because we're cool and all, so I can't light you on fire.
Don't worry. As long as
it sounds like you
won't,
you got no problem lighting your ass on fire.
I think a little red stripe would look good on that blue nitrous car.
A little red stripe.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll see. It's just a bunch of junk, you know that.
What's that?
It's just a bunch of junk, you know that.
I know, you know. Both LS motors, one power adder.
I don't even, what's going on?
8.5 tire to 8.5 tire.
Yeah, if I we'll probably race 10 times before that though. So I'm looking to get out. I want to get out early this year, earlier than I did last year. So I mean, I don't have anything really major going on. So I want to try to come out. Well, last year we didn't get out till June. So May would be nice if the weather will cooperate. But so what's going on down there in the Quad Cities? Is anybody else going to be bringing anything out this year?
Probably not. You know?
No?
Mikey P might be out looking for a rematch. I think he wants his money back. He's out for blood.
Yeah, he can come get it. I seen he post some pictures and he's working on his car, so it looks like it's coming together.
Yeah.
But,
yep, so.
Hey, I was going to ask you, whatever happened to that fucking blue car? I forgot what that kid's name was.
Oh, Andy?
Yeah. What happened with that deal? Where's that
sitting
car
in
at?
A storage unit. He got a DUI and lost his marbles, and I was just sitting in a storage unit collecting dust. It's a shame.
So is anybody going to get that? Is it for sale or what?
I don't know. Not from what I hear.
Huh. Nice. Shit. Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully some more cars will get interested. We're having some interest out of like Sioux City area. City Nuts, what do you got left to do on your car before
it's
back on the road?
I got to get the oil changed. I got to get them tubes in my tires. And I got to wash the windows.
Are you and Rick ever going to come to terms on a race?
Well, I got wood heat in the garage, you see, and I can't wash the windows. What the fuck?
are you guys ever going to come to terms, you think, or what? Is Rick on the line? Throw your hand up. Let's get something locked in for that.
Terms are the terms. I mean, I just want to run the same race back. That's all it is.
50, you know you can't get that race back, man, 2 years later.
Why not?
Because you never changed your car, 50. Damn. When you ask for a get-back race, it's like within a couple weekends. It ain't no fucking 2 years later.
You guys got the same amount of time as I did.
Yeah, so how you know that black motherfucker ain't no killer now? You might really don't want the same race.
That's my risk. I just want to run it back.
Well, we would rather you risk it head up, and then we'll know what both of y'all done did.
So I think we need to negotiate a two-race deal. Do one to get the other type thing.
50 said that he had a turbo on his car. He put all these bogus statements out and didn't want a motherfucker to fall for that. I ain't did nothing. Some of these lies going to end up being the truth.
No. I don't like turbos. I like blowers, though.
Okay.
Rick, are you out there? Throw your one up, brother.
I know that man.
Like I said, I just want to run the same race back. That's all it is.
No, 50, well, that race ain't going to happen yet.
What do you want to see?
A head-up race.
So you want to see a head-up race?
Yep.
How about give him his race, and then if he wins, run it back heads up.
Well, let's just double say the gas and say he won that race already. Them cars run close together. That needs to be a heads up race.
I don't know why you're scared of the back tire. It ain't like it's that much.
Well, since it ain't that much, why don't you just be a man and race head up? Why are you scared of a head up race?
I already got beat in that same race, and I want to run that back.
2 years ago, 50.
Yeah, I ain't changed nothing.
Hey, shit. What you work on it all year for last year?
I was trying to get my timing right.
Okay, for shits and giggles, let's say it's right this time.
I don't. It still ain't. I don't have any seat time in that car.
Well, I just find that hard to believe, 50.
So basically, what you're saying is, unless he goes heads up, it ain't gonna happen.
Right, and then we can negotiate.
Where's Rick at? Is Rick on the line?
He might be, but I keep telling you don't need Rick. I can lock that car in, but it's going to be a heads-up race.
I don't see it happening. I'm too much the underdog in that one.
I don't see how you're underdog.
Well, I'd probably say that, too.
You should say it.
Hey, what if we go motor to motor?
I don't want to do that.
We like that race a whole lot better than Spud.
No, I ain't doing that.
Yeah, I don't know what to
Why
tell you guys
like
on that,
that
one.
You what?
Why you don't like that?
It ain't a motor car. I don't go to the track to run a motor. I don't.
Well, then let you tell it it's just a stock LS1.
It is.
So what you mean
it ain't
no
a
motor
fun.
Car? Oh, okay.
That thing's a pooch, dude.
Put
I can make coffee and read
too.
A book on motor.
Well, put a bigger pill in it and go heads up.
I think. 319-8616, you're live.
Yeah, it is Rick. Y'all ain't hearing what Big Gro's saying. I need to say it, I guess. You get a head up race, did you? That'd be about the size of it.
I can't swing that.
How much?
Beat me last time. I just want to run the race back as close as it was. I still think I was getting hustled.
Now we feel like you're trying to hustle, 50.
I don't know why you got to feel like that. We're all friends.
Yeah, we're all friends. But money ain't got no conscience. It'll take up with anybody.
Right.
Somebody's going to have to fucking give a little bit, I think.
It's just the back tire. I don't know why it's that much to give.
George. You just said the magic word. Somebody needs to give a little bit. We gave.
Yeah, you need to give the back tire.
Why don't he give this time?
Because I got beat the last time. I'm not going to be the one giving.
It's just give a heads up race, 50. If you get beat, then you can get the back tire.
I already got beat once. Why would I start giving now?
Well, why would you want the same race?
How about
if you ain't done nothing to your car?
Hey, Finney, last week, man, you guys was going to run a twin turbo car with your car. If you can run them.
Yeah, but we're going to do
that. That's a whole different car.
A twin turbo car with nitrous.
That's a whole different story.
That's right. You scared me away with that story.
That's all right. If you don't want to run the race back, you don't want to run the race back. I mean, I ain't got enough go heads up. We already saw that.
Man, you keep discounting the fact that you done rebuilt your car, and Eddie B was talking cash shit to me last year about that car of yours.
Fuck, all he did was run a few wires.
George can't even listen to that lie.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, hey, man, I ain't giving it up, Jack. The last money I gave away, Fizzy, you see me giving away at the casino. And I said then, I ain't giving no more money away. You got to win it this time.
So what have you
and
guys
I won
go,
it. You won't give me a chance.
Say what?
I want to win it back.
What if you go heads up the first time, and if City loses, then you give him the back tire and the brake for double enough?
Hey, man, you guys misunderstanding the reason of racing. This ain't for me to win the money to give it back to you. I want to keep the money.
For double
if
we're
going to do it like that, then we even. If I should happen to win, if I don't win, I'm left. What happened if he beats me? What I get?
Yeah, then do we get the back time to break then?
Yeah.
Yeah, but let's see what he thinks that he should get the back tires for a get back race. And you don't think he should, so then it's the best of both worlds there. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I'm here to tell you, there ain't nobody out of this camp up here giving no motherfucker no break.
Yeah. I suppose, City, you better give him the back tire and the break then.
I will take it.
I bet you will.
You could do that for some old country boys from Waterloo, couldn't you, 50?
I don't know if I can swing that.
I tell you what you do, 50. You give us the back tire and we'll run you.
You wanted to go head up 20 minutes ago.
Well, you wouldn't do it, so I just figured you might be say, fuck it, and give us the back tire since you don't want to run the head up.
Right.
That's funny. Oh, funny shit.
Now you talking head up to the 8th?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Damn.
You want to know my honest opinion?
Hell no.
My honest opinion is I think that he'll lose, but I think I would try it.
Talk him into it.
Huh?
So, yeah, he didn't lose all his money, man. It was 10 of y'all putting in to get that little bit of money together. Shit. So he ain't lost that much.
He's the one to lose $20.
Yeah.
But yeah, for that same money you lost, Vinny, you can get the back guy. Just so you can
don't
get
act,
your money back.
Don't act like y'all weren't digging in everybody's pockets, too. That was a pot race.
We had money left over. I thought we had gotten messed up when we got through with the race because we had money left over, didn't get covered. So, but I don't see why you're so hard on this. You know, I got to give you the back tire again. You know, you slipped me when you said it then. The race was so damn close, you asked me who won. Fuck, I didn't know who the hell won. That's how close it was. Now, what I look like giving you the back tire again and we ran neck and neck. And now you done went and rebuilt your car, got bigger cams, bigger everything.
Put tubes
in the fuck.
Got the best tuners in the Midwest down there in CR working on your stuff.
No.
What do I got? A fast auto that George said ain't never had a fast car come out of there.
It's your story, man.
Say what?
What did
I say? It's your story.
You're going to make my guy mad over there, Vance Auto. I'm going to put him on you.
What are you talking about, Rick? Vance
Auto? Nah. I ain't going to say nothing else because he might be listening. He don't want me to put him out like that.
No, but you said I said something?
I think it came from your camp, you know. It might have been your daddy said it. I think it was. He said that ain't nothing fast ever came out of Advance Auto up there in Waterloo.
Who works at Advance Auto?
Never mind. You didn't say it. It was your daddy.
In Waterloo? What would we be doing there?
Nah, that's a shop, man. It's a shop. That's who do my tuning on my car.
I've never even heard of that place before, so I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you ain't been there. I doubt it.
Maybe that's why, Foxy, you got a shop tuning your shit. We're just a bunch of rednecks. That's why you got to give up the brake or the back tire.
No, that's what I got tuning mine is a redneck, though, see? So we even...
Shit. Yeah. I don't know, man.
50, I know a good race for you.
What?
You want that back tire so bad. What if that black Mustang give you the back tire?
Give me the back tire?
Yeah.
Well, that ain't happening.
Why?
Why, man?
Now you're trying to put me in another league.
Yeah, I run that dude all the time. Neck
I know
neck
you do.
Neck.
I've seen it.
I run you neck and neck. No different.
Shit, I need the back tire from him.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't need no part of that.
Y'all think this grudge racing all about begging, man. Y'all, I told 50 the last time I saw, got to get up off your knees now.
Well, I don't see why you guys like picking on street cars so hard. I mean, I need something.
You drive your car up into the truck?
Absolutely. I've gone 300 miles round trip with that car to the track.
I didn't ask you that. Where do you race at?
Where do I race?
Yeah, where you want to race at?
Well, I thought we'd be racing Cedar Falls.
Okay, and you're going to have your car there, right?
Yeah.
So it ain't a street car then, it's a race car.
How about if I drive it up there that day?
You still get me.
You want me to drive mine out to the track?
What,
and we run it up? Huh?
How about you haul it down to where I'm at, and we'll drive them up together. I'll run your head up all day long.
I didn't tell you to move
to
where you're living at now, but you just tell me if you're going to drive from your house, I'll drive from mine.
Now, you know that ain't fair.
Say what?
You know that ain't fair.
Why, man? My car gets 20 miles to the gallon. What is it?
Yeah, that don't make much of a difference when you got to go 10 miles.
See, I didn't tell him to move to where he moved to.
Yeah. I got to go down gravel to get there.
Good thing
you
got
to feed the chickens before he goes.
Yeah. I got to scoop the bark out of the back. I haul wood with that fucking car.
Man, it just shouldn't be this hard to get this little penny ante race on that man you're trying to get on. It just shouldn't be this hard. I can't understand why you got to have all this go-ahead and the back door and the front tire and all that good stuff. I just don't understand it.
You understood it when we raced last time.
Man, you tricked me. Then when I gave you the back tire, you tricked me, man. I told you. I'm a member of the Iowa Forum, too, and I went on that at the end of the year, and lo and behold, there was a couple hundred seconds difference in your best time and my best time. So what was I doing giving you the back tire when we running neck and neck to start with? You cut a better light, and you turn the light on, as simple as that.
You think I posted my best time on the internet?
Well, you posted a time, I believe it.
Okay.
If that wasn't your best time, I really ain't got no business messing with you. If you got one better, right?
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Well,
I think you got
you
more than
posted
that.
It was your post, and I'm looking at it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So. I mean, I looked at it. That's what I'm seeing. That race was over with, and you wasn't the honest fella in the world when we got that race going, because you said you wasn't even spraying.
I don't think there was any talk of what was going on. It was car for car at that point.
Well, when you came over for the race, you said I wasn't spraying, you know, and then I look over and you putting your bottle in, so I had to go find my bottle, true enough.
You should
have
been in the car.
My mother wasn't in the car. But I don't leave home without it either, you know. It wasn't in the car though. I told you. You know, I wasn't even driving that car that day. Kevin was driving the car.
Yep.
I think that's what y'all was looking at. Kevin making them passes, and he ain't never been in the car before and thought y'all had a sweet thing. I knew it had a little something to do with it.
I just, as close and as good of a race as that was, I don't know why you wouldn't want to do it again. That'd be a good race.
That was a good race. There ain't no doubt about it. Good and close. That's why I'm saying, man, ain't no way. There ain't no way. And plus, it ain't just like we raced last week. Man, if he didn't do nothing over the winter, shame on him. But I know he did. He told me before he left the track what he was going. He told me he was rebuilding that motor and everything. He was talking about how many miles and stuff he had on it. So if he didn't put nothing else in it, he got a fresh motor.
And do you think that's going to make the difference?
Oh, hell yeah.
But
hell yeah.
Them are ass motors, man. They're on the same. The thing is, you're talking about me rebuilding and all this time I've had. You've had all that time, too, and you're trying to tell me you haven't touched it?
Hey, man, anything I put in my car was plugged, and they was the wrong damn one. Shit, hey, I'm on a fixed income, dude.
So is everybody else.
Is that why you hit the casino?
No. Y'all can work. Yeah, I ain't had no business there. That's one of my bad habits. I got to break, man.
Hey, I hear you there.
Of course, you was at the casino, too, so.
Well, yeah.
I got an extra set of plugs for you if that's what you need to give up the back tire.
No, I'm going to get my own plugs and keep that tire.
See, now that you got the right plugs in, I might need the brake. You're starting to scare me away.
You can't get no brakes here. ain't near about got enough car to be giving nobody the break.
So
I just don't see. I just don't see why I can win racing you, man. If I got to give you something, and then if I beat you, I got to give you more. You want to race back and more.
I ain't so worried about the race back. I just want to race right.
Well.
All right, I got an idea. I got a damn good idea. How about we park both these cars right next to each other and pop the hoods, and we'll go based on cylinder head casting numbers. He who's got the bigger head gives something up.
How you gonna prove what the casting numbers on my cylinder head? How you gonna prove that?
I got stock heads on my car.
Well, I got stock heads on mine then. But I'm not gonna let you look under my hood and just dissect my damn engine. I got the same heads on them that we had that race with, you know, when we had it 2 years ago. It's the same heads.
Yeah, and they're still bigger than mine.
They're not stock heads, as you say, but I don't know if yours are stock heads.
Well, mine's a stock head. I can prove it, too.
Stock head, true enough, but if you got work done to them, they've been flowed,
nope.
What, you know?
No. Nope.
Well, no.
I show you pictures of them getting put on.
Pictures of who head? I can buy me some pictures to show you, too.
I might have one of me smiling in the background, even.
Well, look, man, this what you're talking about ain't happening. I don't understand. That's a new one on me about this head stuff. That George, you come up with that?
What? Yeah.
No, man, bro, don't come up with no ideas. That one.
The thing is, I'm willing to bet that you got more motor than him.
Man, I'm not downgrading my engine. I'm sitting here right now looking at my computer, and there's a picture of my engine, and wow. Hey, but that's just my engine, man. You know what I'm saying? I like it, too.
That's the way it is. You got more everything than me. I mean, you got more displacement. You got better heads. You got better top end. Everything. And I don't know why you're saying the back.
Why did we run neck and neck then if I got all this good shit? Why did we run neck and neck?
Because I think
there.
I got hustled.
Huh? Got hustled?
I think you got cut close.
Man, I didn't ask for nothing. You said you want to race. And then you asked for them back tires, something I don't normally give. I was one of them gave it. I think I the one that got hustled, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't ask me for no head-up race. He should have.
I didn't have enough. I didn't even have enough for my race. I still don't.
You damn sure don't.
You what?
You damn sure don't. That's why we ain't giving it to you. Because we know you can't win with the back tire.
Well, that just don't make
sense. You know he can't win with the back tire. That's why it ain't giving
up. Yeah, I don't know he can't win that race, so ain't no sense in doing it.
Well, so then what are you saying? You need to give him more just so he can have a chance at winning?
You might as well ask for 4 or 5 cars. You're asking for the back tire. Get enough to win with.
Hey, I'll take it. You got handouts. I'll take it, eh?
You ain't giving them up no way. It's just like asking for that back tire.
I just think that's what would make it fair.
I think a heads-up race is in store. And I think at the track, when both cars are there, it's going to happen.
Well, we're going to wait and find out. Right now it ain't.
You just talking and full of beef brisket right now. You ain't really happy.
I know you like the way my brisket looks.
They sure look good. You got to cook one of those.
I got the old trailer smoker. I might be able to do that.
Yeah, I'm a connoisseur of a beef brisket, boy.
I'd put it in front of you. Then you'd have
you
to give me
seen,
the back tire.
You ain't seen no motherfucker like jerk. You ain't seen no motherfucker jerk chicken like him.
Mm-hmm. The finest.
I just ate jerk chicken for the first time last week.
$5 for $7. I tell you what, if you don't like the way the back tire sounds, why don't you just give me like 10 or 12 brisket lengths?
You might use big briskets.
Well, you think I'm buying small briskets?
Look at 50, the only way this race is going to happen is heads up. Now, if you ain't doing that, ain't no sense to keep beating this no more.
All right. That's how it's got to be.
Tyler, you need to just fucking race him.
I ain't got enough. If I was comfortable going heads up, I would have done it by now.
Well, you ain't comfortable with head up, and I ain't comfortable with the back tire, you know.
And half-ass scared of you head up. Don't really
so
like you're, that race.
Damn sure is. Damn sure
so you
is.
Want me to stage with my tranny cross member or what?
I want you to stage in that other lane. That's all. Let's get it on.
Ooh. How much?
That's up to you.
Hey, Rick, we got a
yep.
We got a street car. We got a green hatchback. We'll run your head up with.
That's a nice looking ride. I just happened to see that one too on, you know.
Not the one I posted
media.
Today. Not the one I posted today.
I hope not.
We got one that's a street car.
Hey man, I them blind bets, that ain't for me. Maybe no
what do you
want to
know?
We can. I have to see this.
What do you want to know? I'll tell you about it.
What kind of flower
you
have you got?
It's boosted.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have seen
hey,
this car a million times.
I know I have. That one you told me about the other day, you said, you remember so-and-so's car? You wait till this year. That bitch is going to fly.
No, not that car.
Oh, yeah, it's that car. What was his name? Jed or Jeb or something?
No, Russ.
Okay. Russ.
What are we going to do with that? We can do something with that. It's a stock suspension, full interior car, full, shit, it don't even have a hood on it. On a
28 10.5. Yeah. Sound like a bad mofo.
I don't know if I'd use the no hood as a selling point. That ain't very street car.
It's got a stock hood is what I meant. It's got
oh.
A stock hood.
Keep him straight.
It don't even have a cowl on it. You want to do something with that, Rick?
No. Oh, no.
He just wants to beat up on these slow street LS cars.
That's I tell you what, I got a buddy that's got a little black Firebird like yours. Yeah.
Right.
Stock heads like yours. Now he'll try it.
Where is he from?
319-2416. Your mic's live. Who's on the line?
We talking about some fucking backyard barbecue or racing?
That will not be. That's all I've heard in the last, 30, 45 minutes is shit about some fucking beef brisket and stock fucking LS heads. So, you know what I like to wash my brisket down with, Alan Abbey? What's that?
Champagne.
Champagne.
How's it going, guys?
What's
happening?
We was waiting for you to call in. Hopefully.
So, is something going to happen with this race here, or the city here, or is this just going to take the whole goddamn deal up and not get anything figured out?
I'm gonna bag out. Hell yeah, 50 ain't gonna do nothing. No way. Keep begging. You know, get up off his knees. Y'all go ahead and take it.
All right. So you, apparently there's some Catwoman or fucking Superman or goddamn Power Rangers or something coming for me and
Batman.
I'm just trying to figure out who this is.
Batman is the guy's name. I'm pretty sure that's the dude I saw at Cordova. And he was just rattling on about how they ain't got no nitrous and it was a stock LS motor and we could look it up and down. If we found nitrous, they'd pay us some money.
Batman was his name.
Yeah, he had Batman on his fucking car and on his shirt and a whole bunch of shit.
Jesus.
Well, he was sending me a message on the forums about after that show a couple weeks ago when you were calling out the world. And he's like, where's that fucking sniper dude or whatever? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm sure he's at home. And I said, well, I could probably, he's like, I'm looking for him. So I don't know. Maybe he's listening.
I don't know. I was calling in to see if he wants to come on and get something hashed out here.
So what's going on down in Iowa City?
Well, I'm sitting here on the couch, relaxing a little bit here, listening to some talk about some fucking beef brisket.
Are you
occasionally maybe something
about
racing in there?
Are you getting ready to go to Lights Out?
Yeah.
Are you gonna have the champagne?
We gonna pop bottles.
What?
I'll probably have something down there. Might be able to stop somewhere down along the way and get the real shit.
Are you guys gonna be popping bottles in Georgia?
I am.
Nah. I'm not talking any shit because I'm not taking my car. So
I think the only thing you're going to be popping is pecans off the side of the road.
be damn sure I'll be popping champagne bottle open after me and you line them up, George. I'm gonna spray that fucking car down.
Dude, you ain't got enough jets in your box for that.
I just run compression fittings.
You take the jets out? You don't run jets, then? Is that what you're saying?
It's only gonna take as much as you can give it, and the rest is going to go out the exhaust.
Shit. Huh, so you better get past Eddie B first.
Well, I know I got both of them blue turd covered already, so it's all good. I guess you guys just need to decide who wants it first. That's what we gotta get figured out.
Joe, why don't you impress me and sit that car on a 26-inch tire and race me?
The only difference is going to be you're going to get beat on a 26 or you're going to get beat with me on a radial. So,
so you're
good
on the 26 then? So you're good on the 26 then?
26?
26.85, you put that tire on.
I'm not going to buy a pair of tires to race fucking once.
I wouldn't either, because you're liable to get fucked up on that tire.
Well, if you're just set on your 26th bicycle tire or whatever it is, I'm sure we could probably get something figured out.
Why don't you just race for the cost of the tires? Yeah, we can do that too. Because then, if it's going to be such an easy win, you got free tires.
Yeah.
What am I
going to
do with those fucking 26s? I'll make some fucking flower pots out of them or something.
Whatever you got to do.
I'll give you some brisket for them.
You can make a fucking goddamn...
Shit.
You can make a tree swing out of that thing when you're done, but I got a feeling you ain't going to fucking... You ain't going to have enough if you get on that tire.
Well, I guess time will tell, won't it?
I don't know. I'm looking for Batman. Batman, are you on the line?
Yeah.
Throw your one up.
Fucking Captain America, whatever. Fuck, who
was
there?
What's Batman's name before he turns into Batman? That's who he
know.
Is right now.
That's the question.
He's
got to
go put his suit on. Once
maybe
he's got his suit on, he can talk.
Hey, did you guys, Joe, did you hear those guys down there from the Sioux City area? They're looking for action, too. You gonna fuck get on them, too, or what?
Who is?
They got about 3-4 cars out of western Iowa down there by Sioux City.
I guess it depends what it is.
They're all small tire cars.
I don't know, once I figure out what they got, then maybe we could do some negotiating possibly, but...
What's to negotiate? You were calling out
the
middle.
If I don't know what the fuck it is, I'm not going to race them.
Well, then how the hell are you racing me then?
I know what you got.
You think you do.
Oh, shit.
You think you do, don't you?
So is this Batman guy going to be calling in here or what? Or is it some fucking David Blaine street magic, some magician shit?
Let me send him a message on the forum here. I'll log in quick and send him a message.
Somebody needs to throw the bat signal out, man.
Somebody needs to throw the what?
Bat signal out.
Batman, if you're on, throw your one up.
Really?
Man, we haven't got no Turbo Kenny, no none. There's a lot of people just listening. Anybody out there that's just listening, we got Fitty Nuts on the line. We got Big Joe on the line. We got Safe Racer Rick Moss on the line. And we got Little Al Nobby's on the line. He's looking to fuck the world up in 2015. He's
giving out
everything.
Hopefully, if Batman calls in soon, I'm running out of whiskey. Fuck.
Shit.
I'm going to have to go fucking store and get some more.
What are you drinking, E&J?
Fuck no.
Canadian Club.
Ah, BV, even better.
Oh, yeah.
The elixir of the gods.
Hey, I got a. I'm gonna make a quick call here. I got a. I'm gonna see if I can't find this Batman dude's phone number. You guys there? Hello.
What's yeah. up?
You guys alive or what?
Yep.
Reach Steve. You know the routine.
I think you thought we were a bill collector.
A bill collector?
I wouldn't answer either.
probably because it comes from a foreign phone number.
Right.
Shit. Well, Joe, I don't know what to tell you, brother, but I was hoping that
yeah.
if you got on, Batman would get in here.
Yeah, that's all right. He can keep running.
Keep on keeping on.
He can keep running. I'm going to be sure. right here waiting.
Bought champagne on ice?
Oh, yeah. I got a about to put the order in for the pallet for the summer.
You better get a big cooler because you're going to have a lot in storage.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to spray out a bottle per car. So you and the old man, that'll take two bottles just right there.
Yeah. If you can get by, you might need two bottles.
I'll make sure it's good and cold, because if it's hot, I'll kind of cool you off a little bit when you get out of the car.
Yeah. Where's our people from Des Moines at? Where's our Des Moines listeners at? How come they ain't been calling in? Only one of them guys from Des Moines called in. Convertible Kenny, he's the only one.
All right, well, if Batwoman comes on here, I'll get back on, but I'll let you guys go.
All right, I think we're... Oh, hold on one second. We got a caller. You there, Joe? Joe.
What's up?
You there? We got a caller. Hold on one second. Maybe this is him. 319-8875. You're live.
What is up?
Who we got on the line?
This is Steve-O.
Steve-O, what's up?
Not much. Just sitting here listening to fucking LJ fucking run Diary at the Mouth.
Oh, yeah.
You know you're in trouble now, Alan Abbey.
We're waiting for Batman. Do you got Batman's number?
You know what? I'm going to pretend that I'm Batman.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah, Joe was telling us that he's got a lot of champagne
up?
About.
So, LJ, when are we going to get that race, man?
What race?
The one that was supposed to happen like 4 years ago.
When you guys get that car back with the same combo.
He can get it back anytime he wants it. All he got to say, he needed for something.
LJ, if we had that same car, you'd have to give us something. That thing was a fucking brick.
Yeah.
The last time I heard you were fucking drunk as a motherfucker.
I was. I just couldn't take it anymore. I had to call in.
You ain't talking too much now.
That's because I... got some guy that wants to fucking race and he won't call in.
I think you got one right in front of you now.
Well, you guys want to race me with a green machine?
With what?
Shit, I'll even give you a piece of the white car.
Ooh. pull a girl
I'll
out
even
of
give you, I'll even give you that race heads up.
I'll probably take that.
What did you say, Joe? What machine?
Okay, LJ, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to beg like a motherfucker, because I bet you that thing's got spider webs all up in it.
Sure. My fucking car does,
get your, against your fucking... against your big block raise runner, whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, my. Fucking 20-year-old...
Oh,
fucking 20-year-old Richard Petty driving experience cylinder heads.
Shit's a lot more than I got. Yeah, but you got like 35 kits on that car.
Shit. Two kits, but one's just for looks.
Okay, so if we race with the white car, because hands down that car is butt slow, crawling like a motherfucker. You gotta set me out like yacht links.
I'll tell you what I do. I'm not racing quarter mile. I'll race eighth.
Why? Why are you scared of the quarter mile?
I'll race you head up to the eighth with the white car.
Jesus, man. You got some faith in that white car, don't you?
What are
you guys,
green car?
You always got some little tricks up the sleeve, so... I'm just going to go out on a limb and assume that's not the same as it was.
I thought we reached quarter mile. No?
Huh?
Dude, I got like 1980s technology on that car.
My fucking car is 80s. 82.
LJ, when's the last time you seen that white car out? Seriously. Let's get real here.
You were out more recently than my car was out.
Sounds like a good race.
Oh, okay, let's just put this out there. You know that white car is a pile. That thing is crawling. Heads up, quarter mile.
Hey, I know that car's been quicker and faster than my car ever was.
I know, but whose hasn't been?
That was fun.
So that's where... That's where I'm coming from is, I think,
LJ, you're building like a, I don't know what, you're building like a Bickle car. I don't know what the fuck that thing is. And you're going to pick on my car? It's still got a radio in it.
So, like I said, I'll always head up to the eighth with the white car.
No
That's
fucking way. No way. I'm going to set you, actually, you should set me out, and then we'll
fuck
go to the quarter mile.
That thing's probably got 100 cubic inches on mine. It's got a fucking 327 with double humps on that bitch.
LJ, now you're just talking out the side of your face.
So, all right. So, you tell me, what do you want? Let's establish that first.
Heads up quarter mile.
Heads up quarter mile.
Why? You don't want to sit, man. That's when the laundry comes out.
Let's do it. My shit ain't set up for fucking quarter mile anymore.
LJ, my car ain't even set up to go down the back, and I'm even fucking being generous here. Okay, since you won't take that race, we'll break out the green machine. How about that?
I don't know about that yet either.
Why?
What's that?
Dude, two weeks ago, you were ready to call out fucking anybody.
That motherfucker, fucking 2,500-pound fucking car with twice the horsepower as mine.
What are you talking about? What car are you talking about?
How are we even going to compare?
I guarantee we're the underdog here.
No, okay.
I guarantee you got more cubic inch than we got, and I know you got better cylinder head.
What kind of fucking weed are you smoking, Joe? Because I know
we ain't talking what? What, George?
I know you. What kind of weed are you smoking? Because okay, I know
let's
you're
just
not
fucking, let's just call out Lorenzo and let's just fucking do it. Let's get that race we were supposed to get with the El Camino.
Yeah, it ain't the fucking El Camino anymore, is it? It might be green, but it's far from what that race was.
Same motor. You ain't scared of that fucking little peanut, are you?
Oh, fuck.
Dude, this isn't the same LG I heard fucking 2 weeks
ago.
That motherfucker's ready to call it. Everybody and their mama.
Well, the reason I called him was
to
get it.
You could have had Stevie Jackson on the line.
You could have called
his ass out.
What's that?
I said you could have put Stevie Jackson on the line. You would have called him out.
I highly doubt that. I was just trying to get some shit stirred up.
Well, you got it.
So, I really don't have an interest in racing the green
car right now. I'm
not
even talking about
that
white car anymore. That shit, I already lost that page a long time ago.
What is this talking about the green car, Joe? Why don't you know about that car?
Like I said, it's like fucking 2,500-pound car, and it's like twice the fucking power
okay,
I got.
Okay, here. What I'll do for you. This is what I'll do for
fuck
you.
Fuck that car. That car has been down the track within the last year. Mine hasn't been on a track for like 5 years.
Are you talking about fuckweed or are you talking about the green weed?
Yeah.
Which car are
you talking
about?
About, man?
We're not even talking about buckwheat.
What car are you talking about?
Talking about the green car.
Yes, your brother's Mustang.
That car and buckwheat isn't even in the same car. Fuck. LJ, put the weed down, motherfucker.
We're talking about the green car.
I guess I don't know what you're talking about then.
Okay. So, LJ,
no,
the car that we'll bring, we'll put it on scales in front of you. I'll even bring them. And if that thing don't weigh 3,200 pounds with a driver in it, then you can call me out. How about that? I know your car don't weigh 3,200 pounds. I know it don't.
I just don't think I'm ready to set this race up yet.
Your car's farther along than that one.
Man, am I going to have to bring the white car back up again just so you'll bite? Come on, man.
Over the hill to her. Bring her out.
Heads up quarter mile. Scared of that white car? Oh, my God.
I might take that.
Okay, that's fine.
How much?
We can negotiate price when the time comes.
When's the time? What block a day is?
What's that?
LJ, I ain't waiting all year.
So this is for the race in August at Cedar Falls.
Well, whatever day you want. Let's pick a date.
Okay, now here's the deal. Here's the stipulation.
That.
Here's a stipulation, little Joe. I get the back tire.
No. You already called it. You wanted head up Cormont. I agreed to it, so
that's fine.
Done.
That's fine. That's fine. I ain't got nothing to lose.
Maybe a little money.
Well, let's...
That's
let's
okay. I won't lose it anyway.
So, I'm cool with that.
Okay. That's fine.
Let's do it.
When?
Let's do it up at Cedar Falls on August the 29th.
Okay, the only stipulation is I get left lane.
Okay.
All right.
I don't care what lane I'm in.
Okay. I won't care neither.
Hey,
I don't
so,
need to see you.
So August
better just
29th.
Someone don't oil that bitch down in front of you.
We'll work it out. We'll work the date out, little Joe, because I'm gonna work this around
that's,
your schedule.
I'm giving you plenty of time for that.
Just let me know when I gotta drag that pile of shit out.
I already did. End of August. You got plenty of time to get out and jerry curl that
Jesus
motherfucker
Christ,
up.
I already have that fucking
blow
it up
out.
Fucking 2 million fucking pieces.
August 29th.
August 29th is going to be hotter than hell.
What? What?
It's going to be hotter than hell.
Oh,
I drive my car. I ain't going to tow that shit to the lanes. Trust me.
Well, just make sure the windows work, I guess.
They don't. It won't matter. I won't see it anyway.
Shit. I'll be up there waiting for you.
It's all good. It's all good.
All right. All
right. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. Okay, I'm gonna let you have that fucking piece of shit, just cause I feel like I need to give you that. But you know there's something else coming, right?
What's that?
Well, we got two actually. We got buckwheat and we got the green car. So we'll let you have that. We'll have you a little taste of the white car. If you can get through that one, then you can get out of the other ones. How about that?
I'll do some thinking on that deal. Me and the white one locked in, so that's good. I don't know about the other. We'll figure that out when the time comes.
Because your car's gonna be a 4 second car. Dude, that thing should have bus links on my white car, right? Is that correct? Because I know how fast my white car's been. My white car's been 580s to the eighth mile.
It's been fucking fast, and I've seen it. And that was 5 years ago, so who's to say something hasn't changed? I don't know. Nobody does but you, so.
LJ, that thing's a pile of shit. I could give two fucking shits. I'll set it on
mine's
fire.
Mine's a pile of shit, too. That don't mean it's fucking fast or slow.
I'm going to take it as slow, but that's just me.
There you go.
All right. See you there.
All right, sounds good. All right. Where's this fucking Batman at?
LJ, I'm Batman.
Seriously?
Yep, you can hang up anytime.
Okay. All right, man. We'll see you. See you guys.
See ya.
Oh,
well,
man.
Well, at least one thing got squared away.
I could give two fucking shits about that fucking white car. I'll set it on fire.
Come on, man. It just needs to get driven.
You got to think of it this way. I guarantee all the people that are listening right now, that's even been around the Snake Woods, have never seen that car. So I'm not too worried about it.
No, I'm looking at the call board right now, and I can guarantee you everybody on the line has not seen that car.
I'm trying to figure out why he was scared to race quarter mile.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's odd.
I don't know. He won't race you, but he'll race me quarter mile. That don't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know. That whole thing's not gonna make sense, so it ain't gonna matter.
All right, well, is anybody else out there wants to throw their hand up? Go ahead and do so now.
Hey, is Rick? Hey, Georgie B, is Rick Moss still on the line?
Rick, are you still out there? I don't see him. I think he took off.
I was gonna call his ass out.
All right, well. Nobody else is throwing their hand up, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this week's episode up. I want to thank those that called in to listen, and I don't think there's going to be a show next week. I'll have to talk to Pedro, but a bunch of us from here in town are going to go south and go racing in Georgia, so I'll keep everybody posted, but as of right now, I'm going to say that there isn't going to be a show next week, but if there is, I will. I'll inform everybody, and thanks again for calling in. Peace out.